I'll give you a few examples of that. One has simply been new products. There are a lot of farm-produced products that weren't produced a generation ago. Not only crops that are grown in Maine that basically weren't grown before, but value-added products that are created from those farm products, be it jams or cured meats or wines or things like that. Another area is sort of whole new industries. I think of the artisan cheese industry. Maine has over 70 artisan cheesemakers. That's the second highest number of any state except New York State. And that's really pretty phenomenal. There have been a lot of new processes. Organic agriculture has been one area of growth. In Maine has been a national leader in that area. The Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association has done a fantastic job of not only training farmers, but inspiring the next generation. And then there are some individual innovators. I think of Elliot Coleman with his four-season farming techniques, which 30 years ago, a lot of people dismissed as being kind of crazy, and now there's literally tens of thousands of farmers across the country and across the world that are using those low-energy, low-input techniques to grow crops 10, 11 months out of the year. So there's been a whole range of those kind of innovations.
In your Maine Policy Review article, you also write about innovation in public policy regarding farming. What's that about?
The dairy industry has been struggling, and it has been struggling not because the fundamentals for dairy aren't strong. They are. This is a great place to raise cattle. It's cool. It's relatively wet. We grow grass well. We're close to market. So it's a great place to make milk. But federal policy has been a real barrier there. So at the state level, back in 2004, the legislature created something called the Maine Dairy Stabilization Program. And I won't go into details because it is quite complicated, but the bottom line is that an innovation in policy helped keep that agricultural sector viable for a long time. During the window of time, I think it's from 2004 to 2011, dairy farming was really challenged nationally. Vermont, which we think of as a dairy state, lost, I think it was close to 60% of their farms. In Maine, the number was 19%. Another example of that is the Maine Meat Act. Maine has a process in place whereby meat that is not going to be sold outside of the state can go through a different kind of inspection than USDA inspection. And that often is far more affordable to the farmer. It still is as high quality. It's still ensuring the safety of the product. But it's an accommodation to farmers who are not going to be exporting their product, but whose markets are principally in-state.
You expect the upward trend in farming here to continue?
I do indeed. It's a very positive trend at this point in time. That doesn't mean that there aren't hurdles. And I think innovation can play a big role in overcoming some of those hurdles in the next 10 or 15 years.